Hello and welcome back to the Paul Revere Show. This is attorney Mark Thompson. I'm here with my producer, Evan Preston. We are here every Monday night at 7 p.m. here on Devil Radio and The Shaw, 540 a.m. and 101 or 92.7 FM. Every Monday night, 7 o'clock, join us. So, hey, it is March 21st, first day of spring, spring awakening, folks. Time to start paying attention. Most of you obviously have been paying attention. What hit me today is this is really a historic day. You know, we declared our independence in 1776. 1789, we adopted our Constitution, and we're looking since then for how do we form a more perfect union. And here we are watching Putin's army destroy the Ukrainian people, and we're all wondering at home, what can we do to help? And it makes me think, how lucky we are, how blessed we are to have our democracy. And what does it mean to be a more perfect union? How do we, as folks, get along together? Well, today, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first African-American woman judge, her hearings are starting about her appointment to the Supreme Court of the United States. Think about it. 1776, we declared independence. We had a constitution in 1789. And here it is in 2022, and we're talking about having our first African-American justice. Tells you how slow democracy crawls along and how just how much fighting and struggle it takes to get there. And I want you all to think about it, really consider it. Email your senators, encourage her prompt confirmation. We need her on our court. I wanted to provide some update on a couple of things that have happened recently before I have the guests on after our first break. But if you recall, one of my jobs, I serve the public in the capacity as a member of the Wisconsin Election Commission. And earlier this year, we had talked about the fact that there is a sheriff out of Racine County, Sheriff Christopher Schmaling, that had wanted to charge 5 of 6 election commissioners. So me and 4 of my fellow commissioners, and Jacobs, the chair. And just a reminder, the Wisconsin Election Commission was created by the Republicans in 2015. We started, we became an entity in June of 2016. We ran the elections in 2016, and we proved to the world that Wisconsin runs fair elections, virtually 0% fraud. You know, just the numbers are tiny. And we told the world that, right, President Trump won that election in 2016. Well, in 2020, we ran the election the same way we ran in 2016. The big difference was that 2020, we were in the middle of a pandemic, and President Trump lost in November of 2020. And same rules, right? Nobody had said anything. Then after the fact, all we've heard is day in, day out, that somehow President Biden didn't actually win this election and that there was fraud. And we have the sheriff out of Racine County, a well-known Trump backer, who tried to get five of us charged with crimes for letting seniors vote in the middle of a pandemic. And just a reminder, the Wisconsin Election Commission is made up of three members of the Democratic Party and three members of the Republican Party. Well, there were five recommended to be charged. Ann Jacobs, a Democrat, the chair, me, Julie Glancy, a clerk up in the Sheboygan area, Democrats, Marge Bosselman, another clerk up from Green Lake County, Dean Knutson, who's a former mayor of Hudson. Marge and Dean are Republicans. Now, there was a sixth by the name of Robert Spindell. The sheriff didn't think he should be charged. What is significant is that as of March 7th, 2022, the DA started deciding the issues. And the DA in Milwaukee County that reviewed these so-called trumped-up charges against Ann Jacobs and I, because we both live in Milwaukee County and it's a county by county evaluation, issued a 14-page letter. And I just have to read some of it to let people know what was going on. Because me and my fellow commissioners, and we still have a couple of commissioners that are still have this hanging over their heads. But the background is on March 12th of 2020, we issued guidance to municipal clerks around the state that in light of the public health emergency and the pandemics, that the clerks could send absentee ballots to those folks in, you know, senior centers, nursing homes, but only to people that are competent to vote and had requested absentee ballots, because special voting deputies couldn't get in. Nobody could get into the facility. And because we allowed those seniors to vote, Schmeling charged us. The district attorney came out, in quotes, claims have been made that residents who did not request a ballot voted because someone requested a ballot on their behalf and voted on their behalf. There has been no evidence submitted that any of the individuals who received ballots did not request them. There has been no evidence that someone voted on behalf of one of the residents. The specific WEC guidance to clerks was that ballots should only issue to those who request one. There is no evidence they, meaning us on the commission, conspired or encouraged anyone to improperly request or submit a ballot. I want you to talk to your friends. I want you to talk to your neighbors. I want you to tell the truth on this spring awakening day. There was no fraud in the 2020 election. The district attorney continued, the duty of the WEC is to administer the elections. Providing guidance on the SVD process is not inconsistent with the administration of elections. It does not prevent an election from occurring or disenfranchise any elector. The guidance on the SVD process is solely guidance relating to the mode and manner of elections, which is well within the purview of the duties of the Election Commission. End quotes, there is no evidence that any individual who wanted to vote was unable to, or that any individual that did not want to vote was forced to based on the WEC guidance. There is no evidence that any votes were requested and cast by any individual outside of the actual elector based on the WEC guidance. There is no evidence of any dishonest advantage the commission intended to obtain. No commissioner obtained anything of value for putting forth this guidance. There is no evidence of any commissioner obtaining any benefit from this guidance. And just to wrap up, just before we go to break, there is no evidence to show any agreement to achieve a criminal objective, nor that any member of the WC intended to realize a criminal objective. There is no evidence to establish that the criminal objective would even be, what it would even be. The only evidence is that the Wisconsin Election Commission intended to provide residents of care facilities with the ability to exercise their constitutional right to vote. Right? Our job is to help people vote. We did everything we could in 2020 to let seniors vote when they're locked alone in their facilities. We did not want to deprive anyone of their constitutional right to vote. Hey, folks, it is not a crime. It can never be a crime in America to let seniors who have a right to vote, vote. Tell your neighbors the truth. Spread the word. We'll be back on the other side